Good morning, and nice to see everybody. I always like coming to these conferences to reconnect with all of my public health colleagues, so it's really nice. So this morning I'll address a condition that's kind of near and dear to me that I've been working on for the last several years, assessing chiropractic students' ability to detect and manage melanomas using standardized patients and Muash. I'd like to acknowledge my other co-authors, Carl Kruger and Dr. Steve Foster as well. Again, I have no financial relationships to disclose for this presentation. So looking at some background information in regards to here, each year more than 63,000 new cases of melanoma occur. Skin cancer is the most common form of all cancers, making it a major public health concern. Melanoma is the most common form of cancer seen in young adults between the ages of 25 to 29, and it happens to be the second most common form of cancer between adolescents and young adults between the ages of 15 and 29. More than 5 million people are treated annually for skin cancer. And in 2014, it's estimated that almost 10,000 deaths will be attributed to melanoma. When we look at an annual cost for treating this condition, we're looking at about $8.1 billion for skin cancer. Now, your typical American will see their primary care physician about twice a year, making it probably two opportunities that primary care can maybe do a full body inspection and maybe identify any atypical lesions. As we know with our profession, we typically see patients more frequently, which puts us at a better position to scan patients more often to identify atypical lesions. Now, the current literature, according to CYR, C-Y-R, indicates that an individual that has more than 50 atypical lesions, they're at a greater risk for developing melanoma. When there's a familial history with skin cancer, increases the likelihood of developing skin cancer as well. Current literature has indicated that random screening of the population has not proven to be effective means of reducing the risk or incidence of skin cancer. However, the United States Preventive Services Task Force has put out a statement with a level of B evidence indicating that we should screen at least individuals between up to the age of 29 for skin cancer. Several studies now, this has led me to think about education. Several studies have shown that students have limited clinical exposure to specialties like dermatology during their medical school education. One study revealed that 43% of graduating medical students had never examined a patient for skin cancer. Kind of alarming. Which kind of led me down the path of addressing this concern in our profession. And the purpose of this particular study was, the primary purpose was to explore communication and screening skills of dermatological practices of sixth trimester chiropractic students in the detection of melanoma during a non-dermatological simulated patient encounter with an incidental finding of a suspicious skin lesion. The methods, this was a retrospective analysis of WebSP data in our assessment center. The inclusion criteria for the study were sixth trimester students that were in my clinical reasoning course. They had taken a dermatology course in the fifth try. It was a one-hour dermatology course. The exclusion criteria were the students, like transfer students that have come into our college that have not taken a dermatology course, or students that have not passed a dermatology course were not eligible for this. Standardized patients were used in this encounter, and the patient had a neck complaint. So the student would go into that room working up a patient with a neck complaint, Incidentally, I put this lesion on the back of the patient's neck to determine if the student would start asking some questions about this particular lesion as well. This is what's known as moulage. It's essentially done in medical education. It's where we put makeup on a patient to mimic a simulated medical condition. And of course, the study was approved by TCC's IRB. This is a classic picture here of a malignant melanoma. everybody in the room probably knows your classic A, B, C, D, and E, right? Asymmetry, irregular borders, variegated colors, diameter greater than 6 millimeter, as well as elevation or an evolution, change of the way that particular lesion looks. So I did ran it through SPSS. Basically for the study, I did some descriptive statistics looking at the demographics of the characteristics of the student population and their practices. What I did was reviewed videotapes of the SP encounters, SP checklists, and student responses. So here's the SP checklist just to give you an example here. Did the student ask you about the skin lesion? Did the student manage the skin lesion appropriate? Meaning, did they mention to you in the clinical encounter that I want to send you out to your primary care to take a second look at that, or maybe back to your dermatologist to get a second opinion? And in the student's mind, what was that lesion? Did it correctly diagnose that particular skin lesion? And I gave them a variety of different options here. So the results of the study, essentially it was a small cohort of students, about 27 chiropractic students, and the mean age of the students were about 29, 13 male, 14 females. So 41% or 11 of the students asked the patient questions related to that skin lesion during that non-dermatological encounter. 4 or 15% of them managed the skin lesion appropriately out of the 27. 17 or 63% of the students did not recognize the lesion upon physical examination of the patient. 9 or 33% of the students diagnosed the skin lesion as squamous cell carcinoma. 9 actually diagnosed the skin lesion correctly as a melanoma, so 33%. And 17 of the students, or 63, did not mention a clinical management to the standardized patient at all. So, the results of the study supports the finding a previous study reported the low rate of melanoma detection in medical students. The study's low detection rate and the lack of appropriate management for malignant melanoma is a significant teachable moment for our students. Dermatology curriculum maybe needs to be improved. Help students recognize the importance of obtaining a comprehensive dermatological history, PE, and the signs of melanoma. Maybe simulated encounters need to be incorporated in those dermatology courses as well. Simulated clinical encounters have the potential to bridge these gaps between melanoma knowledge and its application. Interesting, back in 2011, I did a study with Will Evans, and we looked at students' perception and practices and knowledge of malignant melanoma, and this was at another institution. And ironically, it was, well, maybe not, it was poor. So this was now taking it to the next step where I wanted to actually have a patient encounter to see if they could recognize that. So again, limitation, sample size, underrepresentation of dermatology in most chiropractic curriculum. They don't have maybe SP encounters or have the opportunity to do SPs with specific dermatological lesions. Assessing if a student, one thing I didn't do was ask a student if they were colorblind. Would they be even able to detect that melanoma? So maybe for future studies, that's something I could do. The study supports the need for further research, right? Like all studies, I need that statement. Skin cancer screening among chiropractic profession supports the notion that CAM providers can serve as primary care screeners. The fact that we see patients more frequently, the fact that we see necks and backs and lower extremities a lot more frequent than primary care. Incidental finding, you walk out of the shower, your significant other sees something on your shoulder or your back. That's when the subject is broached or brought up. There's so cool apps out there that we could use to take a picture, track that over a period of time to see if there's any changes with that lesion. And I essentially developed a little mnemonic here. Maybe that can help, you know, practitioners and help our students. And it's called ChiroScan. And you know, I haven't trademarked this or anything, but you know, check or count, I should say. Count. Count how many atypical lesions you have checked. And then inspect, remove. Once it's removed, continue to observe. And what do we observe for? We observe for squamous cells, observe for atypical lesions, and we look for neoplasms. So perform a chiro scan. Right? And just my public service announcement, according to the American Academy of Dermatology, Melanoma Mondays. This year was May the 5th, and next year, May the 4th. So, thank you for your time this morning.